It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
The following is a paid dramatization.
Keep practicing, children. Hi, this is the kindergarten, and I'm the teacher, though sometimes I feel like a child here myself. I'm 31 and 3/4. But a few weeks ago, Roland Gibbs drew my picture and gave me a big, crazy mop head, a gray one. At the last gray hair count, I only had 11, but he got to me. I showed the darling picture to Roland's mother, and we had a chuckle. Ho-ho. I told her I'd thought about coloring my hair, but I liked my natural brown and hated the idea of peroxide. She said use Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. There's a shade just like your own color, and it has no peroxide. So I did. I covered my grays and fooled the whole class. Even Roland. And Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer than before. Okay, giggle faces. Ready and...
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Honey, where are the car keys?
Car keys? Car, what do you want the car keys for? I'm using the car today.
No. I'm going out of town this morning to Lanesville.
I asked you last Sunday. I said I have to have the car today. Is it all right? And you said yes.
Sunday, I didn't know I'd have to go to Lanesville today. This is business.
Darling, Aunt Ruth and I promised to bring old Mrs. Cooper home from the hospital today. And on the way, I'm dropping off Grace's mother at the dentist because their car's having a tune-up.
Now, look.
And I have to pick up card tables from Katie Hines and take them to Dottie's for the church books. So they're all dependent. On me.
Well, they'll have to get somebody else then.
Now, you promised, and I made all these plans. What did you think Aunt Ruth was doing here? You knew her friend Mrs. Cooper was in the hospital. She's being dismissed today, and we're bringing her home.
I don't know anything about Mrs. Cooper. I only know that I've got to...
You knew she had her kidney taken out.
Well, I don't remember anything about Mrs. Cooper or her kidneys. I do know I have to have the car today.
Oh, is something wrong?
No, Aunt Ruth. It's quite all right.
No, it is not all right. I have to have the car today. This is my job at stake. Now, look, I'm very sorry about Mrs. Cooper.
My friend, Mrs. Cooper, has been very ill. We nearly lost her. Dr. Wilkins said it was a miracle she pulled through. He said they operated just in time. Her kidney was twisted, just like this.
I'm sorry about Mrs. Cooper, but can't you bring her home from the hospital in a taxi?
Well, dear, she hates taxis. They make her nervous. Can't you take the train? I know they have trains to Lanesville.
Now, look, the mill I'm going to is way out in the country. How do I get to that from the station? Look, Aunt Ruth, surely Mrs. Cooper could take...
I would like to remind you that it was Mrs. Cooper who gave you all that pachysandra and things for your rock garden.
Yes, I know. I remember, and I'm very grateful for the pachysandra.
Having a kidney operation is a very serious thing. The doctor said...
Look, I cannot discuss Mrs. Cooper's kidney. Now, I need the car.
Honey!
Oh, no. Let him take the car. I'm sure if Mrs. Cooper knew how he felt about it, she wouldn't even want to ride in his car.
Oh, please, Aunt Ruth, I didn't mean that. Mrs. Cooper is a lovely old lady.
She is 2 years younger than I am.
Aunt Ruth, he didn't mean old in that way.
No.
Now, what he meant is she looks older. My goodness, there's no comparison. Why, you're young, Aunt Ruth. You got more energy than...
Well, I do try to keep up everything. Myrtle looked old even when she was 18. She had that matronly look.
Excuse me. I don't like to interrupt, but while I'm vitally interested in Mrs. Cooper and her kidney, I do have a job which I need to support the household. Now, I think a man's job is more important than card tables or book sales.
Yes, I know that, dear, but I...
Hello, dear.
Hi, Grace.
Oh, Mother is ready to go to the dentist.
Yeah, well, we're having some car problems, Grace.
I need the car to go to Lanesville.
Listen, if I could borrow Doris's car, then while you're at the dentist with your mother, Grace, I could pick up the card tables at Katie Hines, and then we'll pick up Mrs. Cooper.
Oh, there's no room in Doris's car for us and Mother and Mrs. Cooper and the car tables. I know Doris never cleans out her trunk.
Well, now, wait a minute. If we take Doris's car to your garage to pick up your car, if it's ready, we can call and find out.
What about Dottie? Now, you said you'd take all the pies and cakes in your car to the church supper. Unless Frances could help out.
Yes, or we could call Ethel Meekham. No, Ethel helps at the library today.
Never mind. I'll take the train.
No, you're job is more important. Now, Grayson, I will figure something else out. Go ahead, take the car. Here are the
keys. Mrs. Cooper said she'd be all checked out early. She's probably sitting in the hospital lobby right now.
Please, come on. Just take me to the train.
Yes, you can have the car. All right, well, I'll call first and see if you can get a train to Lanesville.
Just a second. I got a schedule right in my purse here. Now, if I can find it.
Oh, gee, what a beautiful purse, Grace.
Oh, yeah, isn't it gorgeous? Yeah. Carol got it down in Mexico.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. The soft leather. How many zipper compartments?
Oh, Grace, you were looking for a train schedule, remember?
Yeah, I got it right here. Now, trains to Lanesville.
Yeah.
820A.
A, what does A mean? Look down below. No, it's no good. Holidays only. What about the 842?
Oh, 842 XL.
XL.
Trains marked XL do not stop at the North Street station except on
Tuesdays
and Thursdays.
He just took a bus.
No, it would be simpler if you would just get me to the train. Now, come on, right now. Okay?
Yes, yeah, but I'm
coming. Oh, look at the time.
Oh, Lord, I've still got my nightgown, my house coat on.
Oh, well, just throw that lightweight raincoat over your shoulders.
Yes,
will you please step on it?
I am coming. Oh, honestly, life is just rush. Cut through and back of the supermarket on Elm Street. It's shorter.
You think I'll make the 842?
You got 4 minutes.
Apologize to Aunt Ruth for me for whatever I've said, which I've forgotten.
Yes. I'm sorry about the car mix-up today,
Well,
dear.
That's okay. It's my fault, too. I think we've got to get you a good, inexpensive secondhand car.
Well, you keep saying that, dear, but nothing happens. Now, drive carefully. I don't want an accident. Me in my nightgown.
What nightgown?
Well, I've got a little house coat over it and my raincoat right here.
I wish you wouldn't do things like that. This will be just the day you get a flat tire and you in your nightgown.
I don't think this. Drive carefully.
Oh, there's my train.
Oh,
there's my train.
Goodbye. Well, see you tonight, dear.
See you tonight.
Goodbye, dear. Goodbye. Oh, you made it. Oh, wait a minute. Dear, you took the keys. Dear, the keys. You took the car.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
You.
Officer.
Look, can't you read the signs? No parking. Now drive on.
Officer, I cannot drive on. I can't drive without
the car. Well, if you can't, I can. And if you won't, I will.
Oh, please.
Move over. Now get this car out of here. What's the matter with the woman? You drive up here and you park right in front of the entrance of the station, blocking everybody else.
Look, officer.
You look. Now look at that line of cars. You got everybody held up. Now give me the keys. The keys.
I don't have the keys, officer.
Where are they?
In my husband's pocket, and he's on the 842 to Lanesville.
Oh. Let me see your driver's license.
I don't have that either. We rushed off, so I forgot to bring my purse.
Car registration?
Well, that's right here in the dashboard compartment. Oh, well, it should be here. My husband washed the car yesterday, and I suppose he cleaned it out and forgot. Well, it's not here. I don't know where it is.
No driver's license, no car registration, parking in a no-parking zone, blocking traffic to the station. Now, I'm going to tell you something, lady.
No, officer, I'm going to tell you something. For years, I've read a little book to my children. It's called Your Friend, the Policeman. It teaches little children to grow up not being afraid of you because you policemen are so wonderfully kind and helpful. Right?
Well, I...
And if I ever needed a friend, now is the time. Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess so?
My job is to keep this entranceway clear.
Are you my friend, the policeman, or not?
All right, yes, certainly.
All right. Then call Pete's garage and tell him my problem. And I'll have to borrow a dime from you since I have no money. 2 dimes, in fact. Then you call my house and tell Aunt Ruth to call Mrs. Wilkerson and tell her to get to the hospital and pick up Mrs. Cooper in a taxi because heaven knows when I'll get home.
Now, hold on. Mrs. Who? What?
Give me a pencil. I'll write it down.
No, I'll give you the money and you make the call.
Well, I have my nightgown on under my coat. Now, here's my phone number.
Your nightgown?
Yes.
Oh, Lord, my wife's driving up with my lunch. I forgot. I think I better get out of your car.
Might be a good idea.
I want to apologize for yelling at you.
Well, you're forgiven. You've got a job to do. Now, here's the phone number. Pete's garage first, and then Aunt Ruth, and tell her to phone Mrs. Wilkerson.
Tell Aunt Ruth to phone Mrs. Wilkerson.
Yes, you'll have to get Mrs. Cooper in a taxi from the hospital.
Get Mrs. Cooper in a taxi from a hospital. Yeah, I got it.
Thank you, officer. By the way, you know anybody in the homicide squad?
Homicide? Well, sure.
Fine. Alert them. There may be a murder when my husband gets home tonight.
Don't worry. You'll have a friend at court.
Thank you. Now, have you got it all straight?
Yeah. Tell Aunt Rose to phone Mrs.
And I said to the guys, I've got the car keys. I was right in the middle of the meeting. Suddenly, I happened to put my hand in my coat pocket, and I tell you, when I dragged out those car keys, I nearly dropped dead.
Uh-huh.
And I thought of you sitting at that station in your nightgown.
Uh-huh.
Sweetheart, I... Well, say something. I mean, I don't know what else to say, and you just sit there. Honey... Remember you said yourself yesterday when things like this happen, the best thing to do is to laugh about them?
Uh-huh. You want to laugh about all this?
No. I didn't mean it was funny. I know you've had a terrible day.
The towing charge to Pete's garage was $20.
Oh, that's all right. That's the least of it.
I know. Come here. Look out the window. See that red car?
Yeah, sure. I saw it when I got home in the taxi. I wondered whose it was.
It's mine.
What?
Well, that is, if you approve. Remember how just this morning you were saying, as you have for years, that you should get me a good, inexpensive secondhand car? Somebody just brought it into Pete's garage for sale, and Pete suggested I bring it home and see what you think. He said it's in excellent shape and a real buy. What do you think, dear?
Do I have any choice?
A little. Not much.
Okay, we'll take it for a drive after dinner. Oh, you poor kid. I tell you, when I reached in that pocket and dragged out those car keys, really...
Forget it, dear. We'll laugh about it. If I finally got in my own car, the day is worth it.
I kept saying to the guys at the meeting, I've got the car keys. I've got the car keys.
Things in Life has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This is the Serial Network.